Thanks for joining us as we continue to get ready for Easter. Today we want to look at John 11. We're focusing on the time that Jesus, right before the cross, raised a dead man to life. You know his name is Lazarus. Jesus has made a way to escape death, to never die. He first gave that promise to a sister of a dead man. And today we begin following Jesus to the cross. As Jesus entered the Jerusalem area for the last time, he performed a significant miracle just outside of town. And this miracle centered around that man, Lazarus, who was dead and buried. So let's consider Jesus' words to the man's sister, Martha, when Jesus says in John chapter 11, 25 and 26, he said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Martha went out to meet Jesus. Mary, Lazarus' other sister, stayed home. We'll consider her interaction with Jesus tomorrow. Martha didn't hide her feelings. She knew Jesus had the power over sickness. She openly poured out her emotions. She said, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." When Jesus told her that Lazarus would rise again, Martha thought Jesus was consoling her with comforting theology, the resurrection of the dead on the last day. And then Jesus told her, "You're not going to wait till the last day. It's going to happen today. I am the resurrection and the life." He was not just a miracle worker. He possessed in his person the eternal power to ensure that no one would ever die. The promise of Jesus is eternal life starting today. Trusting in him alone as our Savior allows us to escape death. Sure, our bodies are going to wear out and stop functioning. I mean, Lazarus, he died twice. But through Jesus, we have the promise that death has no power over us. We simply pass from this life as we know it to eternal life with the Lord. So Lord Jesus, thank you for taking the sting out of death. Thank you for dying so that we could live. Thank you for the promise that one day we will pass from this life to eternal life. Thank you for being there to lead us home. In your name we pray, and in your name we thank you. Amen.